The sermon for this morning is based on the reading of that conversation between Jesus and Peter. To start, I read from a different passage, a very familiar one, from John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The sermon notes are in the inside of that folded yellow sheet, and I will be pointing some things out pretty clearly in it that are key for us. And all the nuances and meanings of the Greek text were not in our ESV translation that we just heard. And that's why you have a pastor who studied Greek and knows a little bit something to help maybe point out some things that we don't always see, or even in our translations. We first remember what Peter had said before Jesus died. The night before he died, he met with his disciples to celebrate the Passover. He did a number of things that night in the upper room. He instituted the Lord's Supper. He washed the disciples' feet. He gave teachings on the Holy Spirit. He prayed the high priestly prayer as recorded in John chapter 17. And one of the many things he said, which is recorded in several places, is that all of you will fall away tonight. Jesus said to his disciples in the upper room, all of you will fall away from me that night. And this was to fulfill prophecies. When he said that, it is recorded in Matthew, and I have written down in the notes, Mark 14 as well was recorded. Peter said to him, even though they all fall away, I will not. And Jesus said to him, truly I tell you, this very night, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times. But he said emphatically, if I must die with you, I will not deny you. And they all said the same. So Peter said, no, I won't. I won't fall away. I won't deny you. Even if I have to die, I won't deny you. You know what Peter did. He denied Jesus three times, just as Jesus said he would. Now Jesus has risen from the dead. And we remember the first time he appeared to the disciples behind locked doors. And the second time as well, he said to them both times, peace be with you. The forgiveness, the victory over sin that Jesus had gained on the cross was with the disciples. Jesus was at peace with Peter, with all of them. They had all run away. None of them had stuck with Jesus. There was peace with them. And yet, for the reasons he knew best, and for our benefit, and for the benefit of those disciples that saw this, and for Peter's benefit, that third time, as John notes in our reading from today, the third time he appeared to them was on their fishing trip. They're waiting in Galilee. They were fishermen by trade, by training, and so they went fishing as they were waiting to see Jesus again or for further instructions. They fished all night. Nothing was there. Jesus told them from the shore in the morning, cast your nets out again. They caught 153 fish, and they go ashore, and they have a meal with Jesus, and they are so happy. And then, as we read, Jesus talked to Peter. And I have written down there a different translation is from a Lutheran commentator called Lenski. And in the Greek text, even though it, in our English text right there that we read, it says love, love. That's actually not what the Greek has. It's more differentiated, like I talked with Leland about. Love and like, or love and affection. For God so loved the world, agape love, self-sacrificing love. Affection as we have towards a brother or sister or family, liking, a strong like, it's also an affection. But love, sacrifice self. In verse 15, from Dr. Lenski's translation, when therefore they had breakfast, Jesus says to Simon Peter, Simon of John, dost thou love me more than these? Love me more than these. He says to him, yea, Lord, thou dost know that I have affection for thee. And Jesus said back to him, pasture my lambs. Did you hear that difference? Jesus said to him, it's in the text, do you love me? And Simon said to him, I like you. I have affection for you. You know that I do. Verse 16, he says to him again a second time, Simon of John, John his father, dost thou love me? He says to him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I have affection for thee. He says to him, shepherd my sheep. He asked him again, do you love me? You know, Lord, I like you. Verse 17, he says to him a third time, Simon of John, hast thou affection for me? And Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, hast thou affection for me? And he said to him, Lord, all things thou dost know. Thou dost realize that I do have affection for thee. Jesus says to him, pasture my dear little sheep. Do you love me more than these? You said you would even die. I like you, Lord. Do you love me? I like you, Lord. Do you like me? You know I like you, Lord. That's what's going on in the language, in the conversation. It's interesting, he doesn't call him Peter here. Peter was the name that Jesus gave to him. Peter means rock. On this rock, on this faith of Peter, I will build. But he calls him by his father's name, Simon of John. And he asks Peter, do you love me? Agape, do you love me with that agape love? And both times Peter responded back, well, I have affection for you. Well, I like you. Phileo love. So do you actually like me? And he's caught. He's grieved because Jesus changed the language to what he was using himself. You say you like me. Do you actually even like me? And Peter, in that third response, he says, you know all things. You know that I like you. P- Peter measured himself as great the night before Jesus died. He said, even though they all abandon you, I will never deny you. I will even die for you. But he did not. Do you even like Jesus? Will you even stand up and say you like something at all? Jesus needed to make this clear to Peter and to the disciples listening. They all knew what Peter had said. They all knew what Peter had done. But after each response, Jesus still calls Peter, "Feed my lambs." That's the children. He talked to him the first time. He said, "Feed my lambs. Feed the little children." And the second time he said, "Shepherd my sheep, my people." And the third time, "Pasture, take care of my dear sheep." Even with Peter's response of not loving Jesus, but liking Jesus, he gave him the task to take care of his people. That third time that Peter responded, he realizes and says out loud, "I don't know what I am, but you know." We can get caught up in measuring our own faith. Do we love Jesus? Do we like Jesus? Where is it? I don't even know myself. But Jesus knows, and Jesus has called us. Jesus has died for us. Jesus has risen for us. Jesus calls us to look to him and to the others he calls us to take care of. Don't say love or like or whatever. Look to Jesus. Look to Jesus. Dear friends, as soon as we look to ourselves and try to measure ourselves, whether it's according to our own standards or compared to other people, it's going to say in the end, we haven't done enough. The law will say, "You really love Jesus, right? Yeah, look what you did yesterday. Look what you did today. You really love Jesus?" And the law will even say, "Do you really like Jesus? You like your pet better than you like Jesus. Look the way you're behaving." That's what the law does. God's word, the law, will get into our lives and say, "Look deeply into your life, my friend. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with God, because he knows." And the gospel is, Jesus died for you. You have peace. Feed his lambs. Tend his sheep. Don't measure yourself. That's going to fail if you're really honest. Look to Christ. Jesus confronts Peter with a word of law and forgiveness. "Do you love me? I like you. Do you love me? I like you. Do you like me? Lord, you know everything. You know that I like you." And then Jesus says to Peter, and Lenski puts it, we usually in English will say "truly, truly," but it's that "truly, truly" is good, but the Greek is "amen, amen." It is true. "Amen, amen, I say to you, when thou wast younger, thou wast accustomed to gird thyself, and thou wast accustomed to walk where you would. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch out thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee where thou art not willing. Peter, in your earlier days, you did what you wanted. You decided where you wanted to go and how you wanted to live. But I'm telling you, Peter, when you get older, your arms will be stretched out. And others will do it for you. And you don't want to do it, but you're going to do it. Peter would love Jesus. He would die for Jesus. And John makes a little note in there. Verse 19. Now this he said, signifying what kind of death he would glorify God. In fact, John says, and by this time, most probably, John knew when he wrote this. John knew that Peter was crucified for Jesus, for believing in Jesus. He would give up his life for Jesus. And John writes this and says, and Jesus was prophesying that Peter would die this way, die being crucified, and thus glorify God. When Peter was looking at himself, he said, I will never betray you. I will never deny you. I won't do this. I will do this. All these things, measure myself, how good I am, how strong I am, and fail, fail, fail. But as he continued to be a disciple of Christ and an apostle of Christ, Holy Spirit led him to look at Christ, to look at Christ, to look at Christ, to look at Christ, even to die on the cross for Christ. Great faith. But it's not because Peter decided he could do it. It's because he heard Jesus' words, feed my lambs, tend my sheep, pasture my dear sheep. And Peter did that. And it took him to the cross to die for Christ. But he was looking at Christ, not himself. At the very end of that account that John writes down for us, and having said this, Jesus says to Peter, follow me. You answered like three times, not love. You need to learn different. As you go along, Peter, you will see life is going to be different. Follow me. Peter had decided earlier how he was going to live. But now Jesus said, you're going to follow me, and I'll show you where to go and how to live and even die. John says, by that death, he would glorify God. For we Christians today, Jesus forgives us, absolutely. Whether we've loved Jesus this much or this much, only liked Jesus or denied him, Jesus forgives us. And he calls us to follow him. Don't measure yourself. Follow Jesus. And he calls us to serve others. Stop measuring yourself. Serve others. Take care of the little ones. Feed his sheep. Tend his sheep. Protect them. And he calls us to glorify God. Not ourselves. Glorify God. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, we give you thanks for the great mercy and forgiveness you gave to Peter, that you would keep him as your disciple and apostle even when he ran away and denied you. Dear Jesus, forgive us for the times that we might have denied you and not loved you with our heart, mind, and soul. But dear Jesus, we hear your call. Help us to follow. And help us to serve your people. All these things, dear Jesus, we bring to you, you and your Father and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We stand up.